You have reached Networks Electronic Company. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Otherwise, dial 0 for operator assistance. To dial by department, press 1 for accounting, press 2 for quality, press 3 for shipping and receiving, press 4 for purchasing, and press 5 for business development. One moment, please. Networks Electronic.
Hi, is Tamara available?
No, maybe I can help you. What's the nature of the call?
It's in regard to some future financing we're trying to get into place with Tamara. This is based off of some recent funding that you've done through FPC funding a few years ago.
Okay. I don't recall, and the reason why is because I'm the one that generally gets involved in this. I'm in the accounting side and the finance side of the house,
mm-hmm.
So I don't recall any kind of SPC funding.
It's FPC. It does look like it was actually quite a few years ago, so that might be why.
Okay, when you say quite a few years ago, I understand that the company is not a corporation. Were you dealing with a corporation at the time?
No, so we're actually not part of FPC funding, and it looks like that was back in 2009. We're a private business bank here, so that's why we were trying to get into contact with Tamara and see if she had any upcoming plans for any, you know, projects or anything, but it's sounding like you're actually the one that I should be getting a hold of.
Well, I do get involved. So now, what bank do you represent?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, okay. Cardiff is Cardiff.
Okay. I am not aware of anything, although we do have some things coming in that are asset-related, and those things are, although they're, for us, because we're a small company, they
mm-hmm.
are a, they're a little higher than most of our purchases, but at the same time, they're not $30,000 or any equipment purchases that would require any higher-end loan and or other expenditures that would require especially a banking finance at this time. However, what I can do is call you back, let you know if there's anything that's coming up in the next year, and that would be it. What's your name?
My name is Russell.
Okay, and Russell, just so I understand, what's the phone number to contact you?
My number is
858-252-1487. Okay, and Russell, just so I understand, I don't recall the 858 area code. What city or state are you calling from?
Oh, we're actually we're down here in San Diego, California.
Okay. Tell you what, let me see what I can do to I would say that between now and maybe next month, I would be able to give you better information.
Okay.
We will have some meetings and be able to determine whether there is a need for additional financing. As of right now, I don't have anything. Don't have
Got
an outlook.
It.
But I will try to reach some other information, and we'll get back to you.
Great. And what was your name again?
My name is Lucy Lopez.
Lucy Lopez. Great. And is there a good email, actually, for me to just shoot over to you so that you can have my contact information as well as my email just in case something does come up?
Okay. Lopez L at, and the company name is Networks, which is plural, Electronic, which is singular. That's all one word, .com.
Great. And so, yeah, just to give you a little better breakdown on what we do have to offer, we do have multiple programs. You know, our bank does specialize in equipment financing and working capital. And I'm sure you're familiar with the equipment financing, but are you very familiar with working capital as well?
Yep. We get involved with everything. And that's why I said we've done a lot in the past. Although right now the good news is that we have a very good system as far as our collections and so forth. So everything as far as even working capital is, again, with given small expenditures and so forth, we play our cards very tight and very well. So at this point, we're pretty good.
Okay, yeah, well, good to hear that. You know, if anything, that honestly is, you know, a beneficial thing to hear for anybody. And, you know, if we are able to grow a relationship in the future and help you out, you know, I'd love to become a future resource for you and the company.
Sounds good.
So just to, you know, do a little bit of forward thinking here, you were saying that, you know, it'd probably be going more towards the working capital line within the next year.
Yeah, I don't have anything yet. I really can't tell you. I mean, that's not not true. We play, as I said, we play close to the heart, which means that we run a really good budget.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that working capital is a necessary item at this time. I don't have a good outlook yet because there's a couple things that are coming in that we're satisfying. So I don't have that answer.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, just, you know, I'm kind of curious here. Is there, you know, a particular time of the year that, you know, business does start to pick up for you guys? Or is it kind of, you know, stay relatively consistent throughout the year?
No, there are our peaks and valleys kind of thing, but trying to think if there's anything that I can actually tell you that would make sense. well, only because, you know, we do have a slow ramp up in the beginning of the year, and
mm-hmm.
then it definitely is strong from April, and then it goes strong throughout. But it really just depends. I mean, the good news is that that's my understanding.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, I can't say for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to
answer.
Understand how your guys' business has been functioning. I mean, it sounds like things have been going pretty well. Has it been growing over recent years, or has it been selling?
Yeah. No. Well, I understand we're in a niche market, so there's a lot of things that we have to say and look, understand how the
mm-hmm.
marketplace and also the economy. So, you know, and we're at a point where we evaluate our equipment. We evaluate a lot of things, so we all have to look at all pieces. And then our processes, internal processes. That's why I said there's a lot of internal infrastructure that we're evaluating more so than the other stuff. So at this point, like I said, I really can't say anything because I don't have that, and as
yeah.
well, don't and I cannot share it with you because I don't have it.
Yeah. No worries. Well, because I'm just wondering. I mean, you say that you are part of that niche market and everything, and so would you say that you don't really have too many competitors in the industry at the moment?
We have the thing is that we're all on the same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the folks that play are all basically the same players.
Got it. Well, is there something in particular that helps, you know, Networks Electronic be able to kind of, you know, set themselves apart from the competition?
Doing things like what we're doing now. Again, a lot of the management are out at the conference. So
mm-hmm.
having high visibility, letting them know that we're still around, giving them a better price. We are a small business and women-owned, so that tends to be a little more of a competitive edge in some cases. So it's not like a whole lot, but we can give them a good price. So
yeah.
I mean, it's just a matter of if we can play ourselves lean and mean, we can give a better price. And
mm-hmm.
The other pieces are, like I said, women-owned and, you know, the pricing is good.
So kind
that's
of
how we...
Yeah, well, but kind of being a part of that, do you guys, you know, you're saying that you keep it lean and mean, and obviously you're trying to, you know, hold back on any cost. Do you guys do any sort of marketing, or does that, you know, like you said, being woman-owned and operated and everything, does that kind of help you with that?
It does help, and the fact is, that, and I don't know if you're aware, but we're in a niche market. So the marketing is, and the company has been in the market for the longest time, so it's pretty well-known as a player. So
mm-hmm.
doesn't need to have a whole lot of marketing.
Got it. You kind of get to work off of the word of mouth and everything and kind of benefit off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And so you said that you've been currently growing. Is there like a consistent rate over the recent years, or is it kind of last year picked up a bunch?
You know, it varies according to the market. It really
yeah.
does vary. So, I mean, I can't tell you one way or the other.
Okay. Well, yeah, so, I mean, how about this? Like I said, I'll shoot you over that email that's just going to contain a very brief, you know, kind of summarization of the programs that we offer, as well as my personal contact information. And then if we're in contact maybe within, you'd say, the next month or so, next couple weeks, we can kind of, you know, see where the, you know, the ball takes us from there and, you know, work on that.
Okay, that'd be fine.
All right, great. And so is there maybe a good time for me to, you know, follow up and give you another phone call?
Not at the end of the month. I mean, there's too much going on at the end of the month. There's always a push, and that's what we're at right now. So
I'm
at the point where I have to be. I'm going to have to say bye.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll be in contact in the future then. We'll figure everything out, and I'll shoot you over that email right now.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.